Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
Okay. It's time for Coffee with Kane, and our guest today is going to be Bart Vandeven. So I'm actually going to call him because he couldn't be here today. So let me see if I can look up his phone number because I know that I have it. Okay. All right. Here we go. We'll see if it freaks him out that I'm calling him.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr. Bart Vandeven. How are you today?
I am fantastic. How are you doing? Long time no see.
I know, right? We have not run across each other's path in quite some time, and I'm excited. I'm so excited to talk to you because there's two reasons. One, Scooters in Farmington is the sponsor fueling Coffee with Kane on Thursday mornings, which is a big deal to me because I've been doing this for several years and haven't had a sponsor. So...
I know. Isn't that neat?
Well, I think that you're the perfect one to do it because you understand how important radio is. You are one of our advertisers, and every time I turn around, I'm hearing your voice on the radio. So I'm excited to get to talk to you. Do you do a lot of radio interviews?
I do not. I don't do a lot of interviews whatsoever, so I'll probably stumble through this one.
Oh, no. There's no stumbling. Don't worry about that. I do have a question, though. I'm curious to know what you wanted to be when you grew up. These are the kinds of things we talk about on Coffee with Kane. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be an economics professor.
I'm sorry, what? That is the opposite of me. I wanted to be a DJ or Dolly Parton, one or the other. So, yeah.
Yeah. My goal was to be an economics professor. I sure didn't achieve that, did I?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you're part of economics or the economy. So,
yeah. I get to teach in a whole lot of different ways.
Yes.
You know, I still teach a lot. I got asked this weekend to talk about how to prepare finances and run a business and stuff like that for a group of 200 people, but I wasn't expecting that either. And I did it. So I get put in these positions all the time where I am teaching, but it's not like what I had originally envisioned when I was younger.
That's so cool. Okay, if you're just joining us for Coffee with Kane, we're chatting with Bart Vandeven of Scooters Coffee in Farmington. But Bart, you own more than just the one Scooters, right?
Correct. Me and my wife, we own 9 locations. Cape Girardeau, Jackson, Perryville, Warrenton, and Ellisville, Missouri, along with Farmington. And then we have 3 locations down in Arkansas.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay. Well, I'm curious to know, how did you get into Scooters from wanting to be an economics professor?
Well, so this was my wife's dream. Back in 2014, we were out in Boise, Idaho, and we saw this drive-through coffee concept. And she looked at me and she said, "I want to do that." And I'm like, I don't know how we get from where we're at to there, but let's pray on it. Let's figure out what we need to do. And if we really think it is, we'll put a plan together. And we prayed on it and we're like, I think it's what we need to do, but we didn't have the capital to get involved with something. So we started saving our money. That was in 2014. 2019 rolled along and I said, you know, I think it's time for us to do this. And so we started interviewing different companies, looking for the right fit because we felt like we wanted to partner up with somebody. We didn't want to have to come up with every drink we needed. We wanted somebody to be able to tell us here's what's popular, here's what's working, here's what's not. Long story short, after interviewing about 6 different major coffee companies, we found Scooters had the same core values that we do: love, integrity, courage, those kind of things. Just they resonated with us. And so we decided to sign with them. And that was in 2019. We opened our first location in right during the middle of COVID, August of 2020. Everybody thought we were crazy, but we did it anyhow.
Well, I'll tell you, I like the way you said that. You interviewed companies, not that they interviewed you, but you stuck to your core values and you, it had them come to you, you know, and say, this is what we represent, blah, blah, blah. And you made your choice based on that. That is brilliant. Because I think a lot of times people, you know, they become franchisees not realizing that doesn't match with what their personal core values are. And I like how you said you prayed on it, too. That's a big thing. I don't know if you know, my husband's a pastor.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's a United he's a United Methodist pastor. And so every time he says something, you know, I always tease him because he'll say, you know, something's bothering him or something isn't working right or whatever. I'll say, well, did you pray about it? So, I'm always picking
on him. Prayer fixes so many things, and people don't even know about it. It's so amazing what God can do when you let him into your life.
Awesome. It's true. And sometimes a big part of what you need is to just hand it over. Hand it over and stop holding on to it. You just set those bags down when you're traveling through life. Set that baggage down and don't pick it up again. Let him carry it the rest of the way for you. So anyway, well, I love that you guys did that. What is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Carrie.
Carrie. Okay. So I will tell you, we are Scooter's Coffee people. Our daughter actually lives close to your location in Farmington, and she has a go-to coffee order that's like, I don't know. She said it's like coffee ice cream, whatever it is, some sort of blended coffee thing. And she's like, I like it because it's ice cream in a glass.
The blended coffees are the number one seller. I mean, and it is. It's ice cream and coffee. And who doesn't like those two things alone and together?
I don't know. I love them. I love anything that's ice cream and whipped cream related. What is your go-to coffee order?
Well, so I created the Restore the Wonder drink. We're the only locations that have the Restore the Wonder drink. I don't know if you heard about it, but it's a caramel and white mocha drink. We make it hot iced or blended. And whenever somebody orders it, we donate $1 for that drink to the Restore the Wonder Foundation, which helps foster children. And some of the foster children have come from St. Francis County, and some of the people that have helped at the camps come from St. Francis County. So it's a homegrown organization helping homegrown children. But that's my go-to. I created the drink. It took me 3 years to convince Scooters to let us put it on the menu. And we're the only Scooters coffee franchise in all of America with 950 locations nationwide. We're the only one who has a drink that is not on the corporate menu.
Oh my gosh, I have chills. Every hair on my arms is standing up, Bart. That is fantastic. Restore the Wonder. Okay, I'm going to send the listeners to check out Restore the Wonder and then order that so that they can help you help foster kids. Oh my gosh, what a fantastic ministry you have through your own business. That's excellent. That's so exciting. I'm so excited that we get to partner with you for Coffee with Kane. I think that's fantastic. Okay, so all seriousness, yes, very serious. But are you aware that Coffee with Kane is probably the most unserious thing normally?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
We're supposed to have a fun and a good time.
Absolutely. I'm all about having fun. And so you travel a lot because of these 9 locations, right? I mean, if you're traveling down to Arkansas sometimes, and then you do your, like you were saying, you speak for large groups, you teach people how to do other things. So you travel a lot. And I'm curious to know, because nothing at a gas station is cheap. And there are some great snacks at Scooters that you can get along with your coffee. But what is your go-to snack purchase? If you stop at a gas station, what are you buying? I want to see if your choice falls into the top 10 travel snacks according to Delish.
Is this food or beverage or both?
Oh, food. Definitely food. Snack food.
Okay. Yeah, probably my number one thing to buy, it's my secret indulgence, is the Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie.
You guys have that in a drink, though, don't you?
And we do have it in a drink, yes.
That's so funny. I'm a pork rinds girl. I love to get pork rinds at a gas station. Either that or dill pickle chips, but I'm definitely a pork rinds and maybe Haribo gummy bears. you know, or Twizzlers.
I definitely can eat some pork rinds. Every once in a while, I'll get some combos, those pizza flavored combos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are amazing.
Or beef jerky. I'll grab some beef jerky if I need protein. Although some places have a piece of cheese and a piece of beef jerky together.
See, I have a little secret, and the reason I don't buy the beef jerky at the gas station, I always carry a bag of beef jerky with me everywhere we go. That's my protein snack on the go. And so there's probably 20 sticks of beef jerky in my van as we speak.
Oh, my gosh.
so I have it all the time, but I don't buy it at the gas stations because we just buy it in bulk at Sam's.
So my husband is a hunter. He loves to go deer hunting, and he and our son they make jerky. So the next time we have some jerky, I'll save some for you so that you can try it, because they do it in multiple flavors.
That sounds exciting. that sounds great. I love it.
It's delicious. All right. Well, I was just curious what your gas station go-to was. I'm trying to think. I usually get a mocha when I go to Scooters, but I saw some new fancy flavors. And so baby girl is what I call our daughter. And she said she thought she saw something about an elf theme for Christmas. Is that right?
That is very true. And it's going live on Saturday, November 1.
Oh, okay. That's so exciting. Is that a little sneak peek, or was it a release that you're allowed to talk about?
So I'm allowed to talk about it now.
Okay.
So we're all good.
Okay.
because Scooters released it last week to the public. And once they release it, then I can mention it. Before then, I couldn't say nothing. So it's funny. We changed the lights on the buildings to green and yellow to kind of go with the elf theme.
Yeah.
You know, the elf suit's green and yellow.
Yeah.
And the night I was doing it, and this is about a week ago, several people stopped and like, why green and yellow? I'm like, I don't know. It just feels right. Because I couldn't say it. I'm like, it's a Halloween theme. And they're like, Halloween's not really green and yellow. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you because I can't tell you the truth. I just got to make something up.
You could have said the caramel apple Red Bull. Isn't that green and yellow?
Think about that. Where were you the night I was thinking that? Yeah, it's the caramel apple, of course.
I was probably already in bed asleep. Okay, I'm super excited because Elf is my favorite movie of all time. And Mr. Kane always says, you know, if he sees that I'm in a bad mood, he just shows me the scene where Buddy jumps on the Christmas tree to put the star on. So is that your favorite Christmas movie too?
It is my favorite Christmas movie for sure, 100%.
Oh, good.
My favorite. I'm a little dorky, so my favorite scene is when he goes around and around in that door in the hotel.
and then he barfs.
I just love it.
I do too.
I do like it when he runs into that dive coffee shop in the middle of New York and he's like, congratulations, you guys got the world's best coffee. And like all these people are like looking at him like, what are you talking about? I just love that movie. We're so excited to be able to partner up with him.
I'm so glad you are too. I think that's fun. All right. Well, I can't wait to come by and check out everything at the Scooters in Farmington for Elf and then get my drink on for Christmas. I'm going to try some new things this year. I think I'm going to try some of the pumpkin spice because I haven't done pumpkin spice in a while, but I'm gonna try some pumpkin spice stuff this year. So many great things on the menu, and you guys have so many different offers. You can take your coffee flavors home with you, and I don't mean like the drinks. I mean like you can get coffee at Scooters. What is probably your favorite thing that you guys offer at Scooters besides your awesome, you know, caramel and white mocha Restore the Wonder drink? What's probably your favorite thing on the menu that you guys offer?
So I'm going to first talk about food because nobody knows that we have food, or a lot of people don't know that we have food. And we have these bacon cheddar sliders, and I don't care what time of day it is, they are amazing. Like, they are legitimately really, really good food. And so sometimes I'll get one at 6 in the morning. Sometimes I'll get one at 6 in the evening. You know, they're good all day long. The bacon cheddar sliders are my go-to when it comes to food there.
Okay. All right. The bacon. I knew that there were, like, you know, muffins or, you know, cake pop kind of things, little ball things, but I didn't know there were bacon cheddar sliders. All right. That's on my list of things to try.
We've only had it for a couple months, so it's really new, and it's not even on the menu board right now. November 1st will actually be on the menu board finally. Okay. So it's one of those things that, unless you saw the yard sign or you saw a banner in the yard, you didn't even know we had it. And then the cake bites are good. And when it comes to drinks, oh my gosh, the Red Bull infusions we have, and we have so many different flavors, and we're adding more flavors all the time. Like, you can mix and match what you want. You can get cherry and green apple mixed together. You can get blue raspberry and desert pear mixed together. Like, every one of these flavor combinations is just amazing.
Y'all are like the Cheesecake Factory of coffee places.
We are.
There's so many things on the menu. All right, Bart, we got to wrap it up. But love that you could be here with us today to chat. We're fueled by scooters now, and we'll chat with you again when there's something new coming out. I want to chat with you so that we can talk about whatever the new offerings are, and that way we can throw it out there on Thursday mornings. But Bart Vandeven, please tell your wife Carrie that we said hello, and thank you so much for coming to Farmington and the Parkland. We appreciate you guys helping kids in the foster care system and providing us with the fuel we need to get through our days.
Well, it's my pleasure. Can I make one small request?
Absolutely.
If you or your listeners are coming through the Farmington store this week, when you get the new cups for Elf, take a picture of it, put it on Instagram, put it on Facebook, let people know, because every one of the cups are different. They got different slogans, different stuff like that, and I just want to really get that Elf theme out there. Because it's fun and exciting, and it's something we've never done before.
That is, I'm all over it. I'll do it on Saturday. I'm on it. I take my marching orders from Mr. Bart. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us for Coffee with Kane.
Well, thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bart Vandeven. Oh, what a sweet guy. I can't wait to talk to him some more. He is our new sponsor for Coffee with Kane right here on B104.3.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum, scooters.